All right. I'd like to call the May 14th regularly scheduled meeting to order. Request a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
All right. The approval of the meeting minutes from April 23rd, 2019.
Are they the same as the drafted ones?
With the changes from Mark.
Oh, there are some changes.
Just grammar.
They were minor.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't see anything that much wrong with it. So.
I looked them over too, and I didn't see anything out of the ordinary on them.
What was it, Mark? That
I didn't bring my copy with me.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of minor. It was okay. Nothing really significant. Sorry, I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive on some of this.
No problem. I just
it just makes me look good if you could fix this up some bad. I don't care. It's fine.
I got your back. Yeah.
There you go.
I move for approval of the minutes for April 23rd, 2019.
I can second that.
Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, fiscal officer's report.
File papers in front of you, fund status report, receipt, deposits, and then payments.
Where do you want to start?
So, fund status report. That one showing $584,883.19 in Star, Ohio, and $208,395.48 in checking. Deposits since the last meeting, totaling $11,429.42.
We didn't get that check then yet, huh?
I don't see it in there.
The 18,000.
Government moves slow, Dave.
Oh, that's a bouncing, huh?
And then payments listing since last meeting. Three electronic payments, 56-2019 through 58-2019, and then warrants 17611 through 17664, totaling $79,662.97. With the largest one going to Burkhart and Sons Excavating. See that on the second page.
Page two.
Two payments.
Yeah.
Two payments now.
Yeah.
For Barius and then
Van Dyke.
Van Dyke.
Yeah. Van Dyke.
And the water's running.
You'll see a lot of Shoemaker fuel because of the fuel pumping. I mean, the water pumping with the tractors Kevin talks about or we'll talk about. That's just delivering a lot. And we'll use that. So.
Gee, we turned that invoice in 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
That sounds about right. Nobody can be as fast as we are, I guess, with paid bills.
Well, they got the money there, so it should come out.
Yeah.
I will move for approval of payment advices 56-2019 through 58-2019 and warrants 17611 through 17664 with... That is a total, we don't have a number on the deposits, but okay. That would be total payments of $79,662.97.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Will Joel will will there be a budgetary report, you know, actual the budget comparison at some point?
I gave you April's already in an email. Did you want to see since the end of first quarter?
Okay, so that's out there in an email?
Yeah, we talked about it last meeting that I just sent it out to the heads. But I mean, I could just run it again. It's no big deal. I mean, it's changed.
Okay.
So, I know I said, like, for example, like I gave Tony one in his box so he can look through his detailed at his request. But
okay, I'll review offline. Okay, thanks.
One other thing I think I want to, I caught a typo when I sent that resolution for the road and bridge levy. I just had in the second page, I had the wrong date of the election. I had November 6th, it was November 5th. So the one that we said signed last time. So all I just need to have happen is to sign the second page. So they have the right date on the second page of November 5th for the general election.
Oh yeah, that's Tuesday. Okay, we missed that. All right.
So we just need to re-sign. Okay, thanks.
Other than that, I don't have anything else. If you guys have any questions.
Nope, I don't have any other questions.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Fire Department, Chief Shea.
Okay, I had about a 50-minute safety report, but Bo told me to break my arm if I did that, so. just stay dry and warm. That's about all. Tony left me a couple things. Everybody knows he's in Florida. He's supposed to be home tomorrow evening. Everything goes well. One thing is we did, I'm pretty, the squad was sold and they picked it up. Everything's good. We got a check for it and everything.
Okay. Very good.
So that
heard we got just a little bit more than expected.
Good. I saw. It's 5,700, I think
we
got.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like that's an electronic payment from GovDeals, right?
Yeah.
We didn't, he paid them and they pay us.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, that'll happen. I also presented a letter to Bo, O.J. Butts' resignation effective tomorrow. He's been with the department for 7 years, and he just decided at this point in time the training and the different things were too much. And he said later if we need some assistance, he'd be happy to assist us. But he is in Alan Clay's district right now, and I think his work and everything else got in the way, so we'd like you guys to accept that.
All right. I have a letter here from him saying that he would like to inform that he is resigning from his position as a volunteer firefighter for the Jerusalem Township Fire Department effective May 15, 2018. Thank you for the opportunity, professional and personal developments that have been provided to me over the last 7 years. I enjoyed working with the citizens of Jerusalem Township, the Township Fire Department, and appreciate the support guidance provided during the tenure of the department. If I can be any of assistance in the future, please let me know. So I'd like to make a motion to accept O.J. Butts' resignation in good standing. So that way, if in the future he would like to come back, we can.
Okay. I'll second that. Does that go to Joel?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joel Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion.
And other than that, things are going pretty well. We had a couple people that were interested from that, from the website or that we had out there, Facebook page. Some people contacted, and we may be getting some more applicants for the fire department from that, so.
Cool.
Yeah, a question, one question for you, maybe, and Kevin, this might be kind of for you too. As I had to go up and get the title for the squad, the 1992 squad that we had, is that normal that we don't have the titles for these things? I was just kind of shocked when Tony...
It was funny when Tony and I talked about this, and that process was taking place when I got back. We still had the title in Horton's name, you know, from the purchase.
Right.
He had that paperwork. I know one thing, the new titles, I don't get them. When you pay your loan off, they just send you a little email or a letter and tell you you need to go to the title bureau and do it. So if you forget to do it, you've got to eventually go and do it. But this was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was
92.
Paid off. I'm sure it was paid off in 3 to 4 years,
right?
Or maybe even less at that time.
Yeah, that rig was bought with mostly grant money, and I think what happened is it would have been an oversight on the trustees and fiscal officer to finish up with it. That was bought back when Joe Verb died, so there was a lot that happened there over a couple year period. I think it was an oversight because when I was looking for that title, I found some duplicates or copies of titles for the fire trucks. So we should have had one for that.
So all the other ones we have?
No.
We
not in what I've discovered. So we most probably ought to get the VINs off of them and go see if there's any titles that we can get duplicates of, like the Road Rescue Squad. And do we have the one for the new one? Then possibly the rescue engine?
Yeah, because that probably was...
So would we normally have the fiscal officer store those in the safe?
A long time ago, when the gentleman I just told you had passed away, all those records were kept at the fire department. Then they got moved back and forth across this parking lot about 3-4 times. I think some of it got misplaced. But the fiscal officer is the holder of all official records. So they should be kept.
Okay.
Every title we got should be in one spot in a safe in a box.
Agreed.
If he's not here, or you guys aren't here, I'm not here,
yeah,
there should be a box somebody
right,
can
right.
open, and every
right.
title's there. Because this is like the third go-around with titles that we've had problems.
Okay.
And it might not hurt for us as a group just catch up.
So you can check into that?
I can't believe the insurance company isn't requiring something like that, because if they're going to insure a vehicle and yeah. pay for it...
I think they're only really only concerned if there's a lien holder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, Kevin, on behalf of maintenance vehicles, do you know whether you have all of your titles? Okay. All right, so both maintenance and the fire department, that's all I can think of that would have
sure
vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a good idea just to go get them all.
Yeah.
Let me get the VINs.
Might as well.
And then make one check, pay one time and sit in line one time.
Well, we may have to do just like what just happened with that one. You may have to go back to the manufacturer.
Yeah, figure out who's got it.
If we don't have the documentation
yeah.
paperwork. Because if we'd have had a signed piece of paper from Horton stating that we bought that squad and it was paid in full or whatever, they would have created a title. But we didn't have any of that, and we had no registration, which the emergency vehicles, we don't put plates on. Which technically, in a roundabout way, we should have the municipality plate on them, but nobody's going to stop a fire engine or a rescue squad running down the road. But the maintenance vehicles all have registrations to them, so there are titles for them.
Hmm.
So that would be just basically going up for the registration to get a title. Because everything's going to eventually get sold in these buildings. So.
Okay.
Right. If the VIN shows... We are the owner, which you could go on the state website and type in the VIN and it'll show you the owner, then that might not require, if the title was converted
right.
at one point and we just need a replacement.
Okay. Do we need to put that on there as a follow-up item for a future meeting?
We can. I can.
Okay. Whatever. What's an appropriate amount of time? A month or 2 months to get all that stuff before we come back?
Yeah, I'd wait 2 meetings.
2 months? Oh, one month, 2 meetings? Okay.
Because by the time you look through everything to see what titles you may or may not have, or unless you just want to not even look for them, take all the bins and go see what's issued and get duplicates for everything. I know where the ones are for the pickup trucks, and the only one I got to question is the big dump truck. If I know where that one's at, and I'd have to look see if it's with the others.
And that's, you know, like the brush truck over there. I'm just curious if if the title's around for that, because that came from Toledo.
Toledo.
And, you know, I know there was one for the dive truck, because I actually had that in my hand at one time, so they should be around somewhere.
We dug through the safe, and we didn't find any.
Okay. Maybe they're up in the front, up in the fire department, too. So, all right. Is that all you got, Chief?
That's it.
All right, thank you. Anything for the Chief, guys? All right, rec department, Mike. Oh, you're up.
Actually, I'm sorry. Sorry, if I can bring one item up. Chief Tony's not here, but I had...
that in the new business on there?
Oh, you want me to...
No, you can't. I'm just... is that the barn?
That's the barn, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Chief Tony had mentioned to me a while back that the barn adjacent to the house on the township property that we own, he said that the barn, let me get to my notes here.
Back walls, right?
Yes. Yeah, he says we may need to consider whether it needs to come down.
Well, the house should come down too. It's starting to look pretty shabby, so the house and the barn.
The trading house?
Yeah, he said that the back wall on the right is deteriorating, the entire barn may need to come down. Now, you use the house for training purposes.
Except for work. The dampness in there, it's unhealthy right now. Okay. We haven't been using it.
Okay.
All the years with windows and moisture and everything else in there,
it's starting to look shabby.
I don't think any of our trainers want to send firemen in there. I know we have self-contained breathing apparatus, but any mold or anything that would be on you is going to be on your equipment. I mean, we have the way to clean it, but why do that for training? It doesn't make sense.
So we may need to consider both.
I think he's been considering that.
Okay.
I heard him mention that already, yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned that before. We got the gravel building that he would like to have burnt down, and he's talking
about... That's the one at the Route 2 and...
Right, Route 2 and Howard, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. All.
He said that was coming up in probably May or June.
Yeah, as soon as it gets warm, probably.
Okay.
Is the one here by Lyons on the list too?
I'm not certain that.
I heard John
said I want Lyons.
Right, Kuznel's old place right at the end of Lyon and Route 2 that always flooded. Right across from Phantom.
On Route 2.
Yeah, I heard he's tearing that one down.
Okay, yeah.
I heard he's tearing that one down.
Yeah, the problem with that, for us burning that down, that's a very dangerous, you know, that's like the one down here. For us, in order to safely do it, we got to shut Route 2 down, and they're not going to want us to do that.
No.
They probably won't even give us a permit to train on that.
Okay. All right, so is that's a fire department decision on the township barn and house, or is that a trustee decision?
That's our training storage area, so I would imagine when he makes a decision, he will bring it to you guys and say, hey, can we do that? Because, we got to probably drop insurance if there's insurance on it and everything else.
Right.
To make sure that goes through.
Very good, thank you.
And we will, even if we burn it, we have to get permission from the state to burn it. They have to come through with asbestos abatement. All of the different things. So.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry about the delay.
All right. Mike?
I got a few things. This is... quite a lot. Programming-wise, the spring stuff is coming to an end here in the next couple weeks, and the summer programs will be totally in effect. Some of the older kids have started, but in a couple weeks, they'll all be done. The fields look pretty good. We have a lot of rain, and they have been draining pretty well. So I think the tile out there and the new pumps are actually doing what they're supposed to do. So it looks pretty good out there. The usage has been down because of all the rain. Next 2 weeks, like I said earlier, it'll really pick up. So that's always a good thing. The trees have been planted. Everything looks good. If you get a chance to go out there and look at it, I think it looks fantastic. They kind of just went along the pathway between the two diamonds, and I think it looks great.
Will those trees need any special care for their first year?
All we need to do is water them, and I got that in here. So I know Linda mentioned those bags.
Something, yeah.
And I did talk to the guy from North Branch, and I asked him about those. He said that would be a fantastic way to water them. I haven't been too worried about them because it's been raining so much.
Yeah.
So I think this week, they do sell them at North Branch, and I'm thinking I will go get 12 of them and put them out there, and then we'll just have them because they're reusable. So whatever township entity needs to use them, we will have them at our disposal. So.
And do we have access to a water vehicle?
Kevin has some drums that I will put in the back of my truck, and we'll
Great.
Do it that way. So
okay,
we will.
Yeah. Oh, that's our fire trucks. Okay.
Yeah, I know Kevin wants to get a little fire.
Yeah.
I know Kevin's gonna plant some trees out there by the cemetery, so those bags can be reused. So we'll get our money out of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I did talk with Dean again. I had a couple questions about what he was envisioning with the walking path. And so what he told me is to do it however I thought. And if they need to make any changes, they will make changes. And if there's a cost difference, they're okay with that. So I just, very quickly, I don't want to take too much time. This is what I am proposing. This is Sachs Road. So this is the parking lot right here. So this one is going to be our path on our property. And this is what I'm going to suggest for them. Just a straight shot.
So that'll be gravel?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So and then at this right here, we'll have either a 4x4 post so no one drives on it. Probably one on each end right there. So that's what I'm going to do. And I have it halfway written up. And I just didn't want to finish it until you saw this. All the parameters will stay the same as it was last time, the same scope will work, except for I'm going to bid this out as one thing and this will be another thing, so it'll be itemized. Okay.
So will we bear the cost of that connector path or will it be split?
Well, what I'm going to do is, remember I talked to you last
and,
time.
And, you, and we can bear it because it'll be,
yeah.
It's an access road.
But it sounds like Dean is okay to pay for it.
Okay,
he that's cool.
That's
to see
better
the
yet.
Number before he would commit. Yeah.
Very
but
good.
I told him what our quotes were for this longer one. I said yours is about a third of that, so he was okay with it.
Great.
So what I get, I'm gonna.
So you itemize the two. That's
yes,
wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'll do. And I did. He didn't want to start it until after Memorial Day, and I told him it's got to be done before July 20th, which I actually put, I'm going to put the 15th on there just to give us a few days cushion.
I think he understands, Mike. That's a safety.
Oh, yeah. And he does, we've talked about the cars on Route 2 and all that, and he's like, that would be fantastic. And it would. I mean, it would be great.
Yeah,
I mean,
full parking, sure.
Yeah, well,
they park all the way to Route 2 almost sometimes. Yeah.
So for, I forget what the cost, a few thousand, a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
good solution.
Yeah. Okay. So I will have that, my plan is to have that sent Monday. Last time I asked the Blousy and the other company, they had them back to me the next day, so I don't think it's going to take long. Another thing, I talked to Bo earlier in the month, and we talked about the Rialto Park, and he suggested or came up with maybe a solution that we put a small parking lot on that lot, that park. And maybe if we would put posts around, if cars do come, they would be in that area, because they have a tendency to drive all the way back to the basketball court. And that seems to be
rocky.
If you go out there, you can see the tracks of the basketball court. So if there was a little parking area, like two or three cars, and then post it off, and you couldn't get around it, that might be.
Because there really isn't any place to park there, even.
There's nowhere to park.
Yeah, there's you can fit one, maybe two cars in the drive.
Yeah, and if we said we figure if we set some posts every 4 foot or whatever, they can't get through it with a car.
Right.
And then that way we wouldn't need to worry about a gate being broken.
You still gotta have a gate that we can get through there.
Yeah.
Right now there's a cable going across there. I got tired of it. There's a cable going across with a piece of tile on it. If they want to cut the cable or something, fine. But they're going to spend some time doing it. And hopefully the sheriff or neighbor catches them.
Yeah.
Because we have rolled and rolled and rolled, and I'm not sure that we're not going to have to go in there, work it all up, and reseed it and level it. Because they've just constantly grooved it up while we debated for 6-8 months on a gate, they just totally tore it up. We got to be able to get in there with a backhoe at a minimum. So one, we can get that stuff out of there and put new mulch back in around the swing sets. And so they can get equipment out to seal the basketball court.
So what if we put the parking, that little parking area in, and we had a spot there with the cable for you to get through?
Yeah, if we kept that or put a gate back up or however we did it. But, you know, you have to have some kind of vehicle access right to get out there.
Okay.
So, whatever, I mean, I can meet with Kevin if we want to walk it off or measure it off or whatever and bring it back to you guys. And whatever you want to do, I mean, I'll pursue whatever avenue.
I mean, we could use the grindings from out back, couldn't we, to put the base down, you know, as a blow up lot there. Like, I agree that two, maybe three cars at the max,
yeah,
you know, where it's flat there.
So Kevin, would you, with your equipment, actually build that, or would we contract that out?
We could do it, but I'll tell you, for the price that Burkhart charges, he can most probably do it cheaper than we can actually do it.
Okay, so it's just a matter of...
Right now, I got him getting us two estimates on two crossovers. As long as it stays wet, he'll stay right here and work on anything you want to give him.
Mm-hmm.
But if it starts drying up, we're going to lose
it. Yeah, okay.
But
maybe we should jump on that one.
Yeah, and get with Kevin and give him a dimension and say, this is what we want.
How many cars do you want to be able to fit in there? Because all we're going to do is add on to the existing ditch pipe that's there, and go however wide, then we got to extend out far enough to have our slope. So if you tell me how much, I can ask him how much, because we have the pipe, so we're not going to incur the price of the pipe. We may need most probably about 16 ton of 57s to bed the pipe on and cover it before we start with the road grindings. So you're most probably going to have 150, 200 bucks in a load of stone for that. Then the rest will all be free material. It'll just be labor.
Do we have to dig any dirt out, or?
You most probably will. It's been most probably 10 years since we did anything with that ditch. But you're talking less than a foot that we have to keep the flow lines.
I mean where the parking lot's at, though. You think we, or is it just dump it on top?
Bank comes up, if we're just going to create straight in parking spots and we're not going to the other side of the ditch,
just dump it on top.
We'll just dump it right down that ditch, fill it up.
Because that's big enough to get, you're big enough, that cross there is big enough to get a vehicle over, because you go across it. Do we just want to have that cross there and then have the lot up in there, or do you want to do the ditch work too? I mean, I envision that way we didn't have the ditch work. Just,
I was thinking you would drive in, but then you would like kind of turn into
Or on an angle, and you could just put some spots there.
Depends on if you want them parking by your swing sets.
Well, I'm saying park to the south.
That, well, you got the tree. Sign there now. As soon as you turn,
you got the tree.
Right, and you got the tree to the left where the swing sets are. I think we'd be better off keeping them at the road, because right now, if you can get two cars parked in where we're at now, if we double that or triple that length, whatever you want to do with it.
Oh, so you're suggesting just to extend that ditch now.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they park right off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the ditch is closed then.
Messing with the actual park. So at a later date, if you decide to put something in there, that parking lot ain't sitting in your way.
Yeah.
So we could,
real close to your swing sets.
We could put the post and then leave the cable.
Yeah, if we decide to leave the cable.
Okay.
Right now, like I said, there's a piece of yellow field tile on it, and the only thing I haven't done yet is got down there with any orange ribbon. Especially for this winter, I want to put some orange ribbon around all that also, and we'll take pictures of it. If something would happen, we got it secured and we got it marked sufficiently. So.
Okay.
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 All right. Do we need Mike to bring anything back, or just simply proceed?
Well, I'd say you get with Kevin, you guys figure out exactly what, and Kevin can catch Burkhart if he's going to be here. I mean,
I'd say do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need, he doesn't need any approval of funds. It'll be from his budget.
Yeah. Okay. If you feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, I think it needs to be done.
Because I don't think it's going to be that much either.
No, he'll have a bill most probably for his dump truck, and we use ours too, but if you double what's there, you're most probably gonna have 15 to 20 tandem loads of grindings in there easily. So you're gonna make a few trips, so you'll get a bill for that, and then whatever he gets for his machine, and most probably two guys. So you're most, for something like that, I wanna think you'd be under 4,000, I would think, for that whole project.
So it's up to you if you wanna spend it or.
Well, I think we need to do something. Like Kevin said, it's been months in talking about it. It seems like a good solution. I mean, it's $4,000. I mean, I don't think anybody would spend $4,000, but if it alleviates the problem, then.
That's fairly inexpensive, yeah. Okay.
That's what we got the grindings for.
Okay, well, I will hook up with Kevin later in the weekend. We'll measure it out.
You're good.
Okay. All right. I got just one last thing, very quickly. I did talk to Mark this morning, and he was working on the website. And I will take some pictures of the trees, and I'll write up a little something about the trees and the walking path project. And I will definitely mention that it's a joint venture with the school.
Great, because I think that's great, it. Good press. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And that's all.
Anything else for Mike?
Nothing else I have.
All right. Moving on to zoning report.
All right, you should have my update. I got them all. Had 5 permits. I think they were all last week. Fence on dike, accessory building on Kuzma, remodel up on dike, accessory building on Lyons, and North Curtis is a accessory building also. Okay, I put out some red tags. We have 2 campers back on Cooley. I did call the health department again just to get clarified. And she basically told me that if we would want to declare it a campground, technically you can't. The state does that. But it's a campground is considered 5 or more campsites that has to be on 1 tract of land. So a campground can't be parcels connected together that are owned by different people. Everything is required to have septic and water or access to it. So I did put a red tag on the campers, and then I sent the property owners a letter also. I also put another red tag on the TV on Route 2 at Mr. McCardle, and also sent him a letter. It was gone, I think, the next day.
Good.
Do people actually pick them up, do you think?
No. No, TVs, no, not anymore.
I couldn't understand why he puts
them
out there.
Nobody wants to take them.
No.
You can't, Salvation Army or Goodwill will not take them anymore.
They charge you $25 to recycle them.
Yeah.
I try to get rid of them.
Yeah, so they're not easy to get rid of anymore. Usually you used to be able to sit it out there and somebody would take it. There are 17 violations listed there. Those went out this past week. The first one isn't Park Colony, it's on Cooley. I just noticed that one. It's his address, but it's not at that location. A lot of different types, a lot of blight mainly. I haven't sent anything out on cars yet. And most of these are ones that I saw. Mark brought some up to me, David brought some up to me. But yeah, there's quite a few out there that need to do some cleaning up. Court cases, we really have 4 out there right now. On the Schliff property, I sent them an email with the list. Mark and I met with Tracy, and we developed a list of what he needs to do. And I got that to him via email. Somebody asked last week about the Wilhelm property that has been reactivated with the port. Basically, They have a pile of nets, which I thought was a pile of wood. Well, they have pieces of wood on top of it. And once they cleaned everything else away, I realized it wasn't a pile of wood, so I changed that with the court. I took pictures and sent them to the court. There are 37 boats down lower, and there were 11 boats up top by the house. 30 of them are supposed to go to the Lighthouse Festival. So that means
there'll still be 18.
18 left. And if they were to keep any, they were supposed to license them. If that were to happen. There's still some telephone poles laying there, some old wood, so I put that on the complaint and along with the pictures that I sent to the prosecutor. And then Ram Hotel. All the court dates, the next dates are listed. If you have any questions on them. That's what we have for court cases. Board of Revision, the burned out house lot, that revision meeting is on May 28th because the value of that is $16,000 and there's no way it's worth probably $800, maybe $600 to $800, looking at other lots around there. I'm just going to send them a letter for that, I think.
So before we leave that one, okay, so that revision meeting will be to revise the value of that.
Right.
And then I think it was discussed at the last meeting, one of our constituents suggested that we either the person acquiring it either bring it up to our specifications or we contract the cleanup to our right. specifications, and then that would be the transfer price.
Yeah.
Have you decided where you're going to go with that yet?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking that we'd wait. I do have the quit claim deeds, but you have to sign them, so we won't sign them until.
Okay. All right, thanks.
And they've been claiming that property a long way since.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen it.
It's nothing to the extent that he was making it. They've done a lot.
Oh, they have, yeah.
There's a pile there they need to get rid of.
Yeah, and I think his point was it needs to meet our expectations before, yeah.
There really isn't. If they had a small dumpster, they'd
get
it done. But you're right. I do have, if you want to sign the quit claim deed, I have the quit claim deed from, and we did this a while back, it just kind of got buried. It was 570 North Howard. Brian Henneman purchased this one, and you all approved it all, so we just need to sign the quit claim deed if you want to do that. He's made the payments, and that's the quit claim deed from Ernie Cottrell, the attorney.
Is that lot across from the one that Robin had got, where that greenhouse was? Just before Henry.
It's close to Brian's house. Actually, he mows it.
Okay, then okay.
I do also have a. I sent land conveyance letter out last week. I think I got through half of all our properties, sending them to the adjoining property owners. And I did get one back from Brian Moore. He would like to purchase 705 Beach View, which that lot is valued at $100. There's nothing there in that area.
Just go to Joel for.
Yeah, he's got to notarize it.
Yeah, he has to notarize it. So those are all wooded lots along there. No water or sewer along there. So I don't know if you want to approve that sale, $250 for the our costs of developing getting the quit claim deeds and $100 for the property for a total of $350.
That's all woods there then.
Yeah.
And that's real wet, if I remember right.
It's real wet, too.
Yeah.
And that's not, that's a non-buildable lot?
Right.
Okay, right.
He needs one more to have a buildable.
Do you need a motion? Do you need that in minutes?
Yeah.
For the approval? I move that we approve the transfer at the price stated as recommended by Linda.
So that'd be $350.
$350.
And the address is 705 Beach View.
All right, thank you.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
So I know we did that, and I didn't mean to do this in a reverse order, but I had already made that offer at that price. And Ernie, when he sent back the quitclaim deeds, for doing two quitclaim deeds and then doing the recorder office work, his bill total was $386. So we have been charging we've been charging $250. Oh, so we're still okay. I was thinking we were below.
So we're covering our costs.
So we're covering our costs. So it's $386 for two.
Oh, for two, okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
When I did see the campers back up on Cooley, there is also a shipping container office down there. I actually thought it was on Dan Riley's property, but it is on John Brodel's property. So I was going to go red tag it just because I didn't know who it was. And I saw Chris, and she told me that it's the guys that are redoing the lighthouse.
The intake, isn't it?
The intake.
They're totally, I forgot.
Yeah, the intake.
Working on the intake, okay.
Yeah, they're totally gutting it and painting it and spend a bunch of money. Windows. Yeah.
So that's down there. They're going to be there all summer. So I just basically I gave him the red tag and said, my number's on the back and my card's on the back. I said, we've talked. That's all I really want to do. And then he gave me his card. So I have a method to contact him. It's HOHL Industrial
out of
Oakwood.
This is the office one, one that they're there. What about the red one that's been sitting there? There's a red Connex box that's been sitting there.
Is there a red one?
Maroon, I guess.
I honestly don't.
Okay.
Is it farther back?
No, it's right across the street from it. Like, I guess it'd be on the, you drive down the road that way, it's on the left and the trailer's on the right.
Okay. So back to the first one, the office Connex box. So that's okay because...
It's a contractor's office and okay. It's only going to be there, as long as they're doing work, they can be there.
Okay, okay. All right, okay. Thanks.
It's kind of like, we even have it in our, in another location in our zoning code that, like the work they did at the hotel, they can bring them in for that period of time that they're working and keeping it for storage.
That it's in use.
As soon as
okay.
the work is done, it's supposed to be removed.
Got it, okay.
What's the time on that? Do you know?
I can't remember, I have to go back and look again. And I can go right to it, I can tell you at the end of the meeting. So then along with the land, our land bank parcels, we do have three lots. We have, did I put that on there? Yeah, right at the bottom. 321, 517, and 315 Lakemore. And those are the township lots. If we combine those lots, we have a 12,000 square foot lot, which is buildable. So, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to do anything with it?
Well, should we combine it as a buildable lot and then list it for sale?
That would be my recommendation.
Absolutely.
It's very easy to combine. All I gotta do is send in the form.
Is there sewers in that line? That's true?
I don't believe there's sewers.
So that's a septic area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it wooded or is it grass or?
Grass.
Is it grass?
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, perfect.
These three, 686970?
Yeah.
Those three right there, okay.
I can look at the sewer map, quick.
Okay.
What roads are them?
Lakemore.
Lakemore.
It'd be the, starting the fourth off of Galbraith, it'd be the fourth one in.
Is that that big grassy spot there?
Lakemore sewers are towards the back, not the front.
Okay. All right, do you need a vote?
Well, you have to decide how you want to do it and who we want to contact.
So step one is to combine the lots into one.
Yeah, and I can do that hands down.
Okay. I would say let's get that taken care of first, and then we got to figure out what's worth, right, before we go and sell it.
We could ask Kenny to sell it, and he'll know what it's worth.
Yeah,
they'll cover. So let's combine them.
I'll combine them. That's just one letter that gets sent in.
Yeah, it says do that first.
That doesn't cost us anything.
Nope.
All right, do you need a motion and approval?
I think you should do a motion if you want to move towards selling it.
All right, I move that we combine the three lots. Linda, can you read off those addresses again, please?
Yeah, they're at the bottom of your sheet.
Here, I'm sorry. They're right here.
Okay, thank you. It'll be parcels 521, 517, and 513 Lakemore, that those three lots be combined into a buildable lot, and then this will. Do you want it to come back then for approval of listing, or do you want to take care of that today?
I want to contact Kenny and then.
Okay, yeah. So the.
Is that who you want to go with?
Well, he knows the area. That's I don't know.
He's a resident.
Yeah, he lives there, and he knows what's going on. So
he's done auctions for us here before, and never even charges due to auctions.
Okay. All right. So we ask Ken Belkoffer to give us an estimate of what the value, what it's worth, and then we can go from there for a sale.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
So if you flip my update over, I thought that it is time to address 850 Main Street. I think we talked about it last time.
Mm-hmm. This is the facade?
Yes, the facade across from Lunar Cabin. So I do have a letter from the fire department to whom it may concern. The property located 850 Main Street, Martin, Ohio, in my opinion, not suitable for living and poses a threat to any individual who may trespass on the property. I am recommending that the property in question be torn down as soon as possible.
Do we know the owners?
Contacted them and gotten no response.
And they're out of Toledo or something, Toledo. Yeah.
They're in Toledo?
They live in Toledo, yeah.
Their address is listed as Toledo.
Have you tried a registered letter or a certified letter to get? Okay, will you be using something that gives you confirmation that yes, indeed, somebody's taken and received that notice? That would keep us protected, so nobody could complain that I was never told.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, what I would do is if you would make a motion to declare it. They have so much time to respond, and I'd send that as a...
Right. Would you put a cover letter on top of this that would basically tell them that they have X amount of time to respond?
Yeah, and the wording would be as it's stated at the top of that page there. Back of my update?
Yes.
That's the legal terminology that you're supposed to.
And the 30 days of receipt would begin when you get the dated receipt back.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And if they do not act within the 30 days after receipt, then we are cleared to act?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Is there a name on the property? Do you remember?
There is. I can't remember.
See that, right? Mm-hmm. Is there any objection?
Mm. Well, it needs to go.
Are we?
The front's going to fall down.
The only question I have is, they don't respond in 30 days. We take action to tear it down. We're getting stuck with the bill, or are we assessing it? Can we assess that to the, we're still going to have to pay the bill up front, right?
Right. Yeah.
But that would go on the tax bill?
Go on the taxes.
Okay, so eventually we'd recover it.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
When I'm long and dead. Because it'll be a long time.
Really? Okay. Well, what happens if, are there taxes current right now?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. All right. So what happens at what point?
If it turns over, if it goes into foreclosure, and then we lose whatever we assess on the taxes. So we could gain the property back at some point.
Okay. Right.
Kind of a lose-lose.
Yeah.
We have to do something, though.
Yeah, well, otherwise there's potential liability if somebody's injured.
Yeah, because that front is just, that front is just standing up there.
Okay. All right. I move that we proceed as recommended with the fire department letter and the letter that Linda is planning on sending, and then that'll go via certified or red certified mail with a return receipt. Okay.
So essentially, you've got to declare it a nuisance also.
The trustees have to declare it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me amend my motion. Based upon the letter from Chief Parcelletti, with the fire department's opinion that this is not suitable for living and poses a threat to any individual who may trespass on the property, the fire chief is recommending that the property in question be torn down as soon as possible. Based upon that, the fact that it's a risk and a potential nuisance, that we declare it a nuisance and proceed with as Linda recommended.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Settler.
Yes.
Paul Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I have nothing else. I'm just going to have some questions.
All right. Kevin, short and sweet, I hope.
I hope we don't. All right, you guys have signed a couple checks tonight for stormwater projects that were actually 2018 projects. The Van Dyke Road project is complete except some riprap. Didn't get in there today to complete it, so that check I'll hold on to until he finishes it tomorrow or whenever. The other one was the Marius Road catch basin and pipe restoration into the canals. So them are pretty much wrapped up. That was done by Burkhart and Son. Something new this year, we've been going along eating the fuel and everything for the Cedar Point Road pumping. They're going to receive their first bill as long as it's okay with you guys. This year so far, we've burned 1,470 gallons of fuel. I billed that out to them for a total of $4,321.80. That bill will be submitted to Brian Miller, which will be also taken out of stormwater money for our reimbursement. We've been pretty much covering everything. They've bought a few parts for the pump and miscellaneous things along the way. And the tractor and the pump
normally you would bill them for billable hours on those two items, but that was bought out of stormwater money. So at this point, we're not gonna charge them for that. We'll just bill them for the fuel. And that way we can recoup some of our money back out of, because when you start looking at fuel bills and every time you get one, it's $1,000. Well, you take that over 4 or 5 months worth of pumping, and that would have been a small project someplace. So this bill will be submitted to Brian Miller also with the other two Burkhart bills. All that money we should get back because it's all covered under stormwater. And yeah, probably within the next month, we'll get a check back on it. Couple other projects we were looking at right along with the extension on the parking lot for the park. There's one pipe for sure that has completely collapsed down on Beach Park that I'm getting an estimate from Burkhart to replace. And there's one off the Temple on Lakeway that's in pretty bad shape. I'm getting two estimates from Burkhart, but I guess since we're gonna have 2 weeks and the weather may approve, I'm going to ask if we can approve up to $5,000 on each project, for one for Beach Park and the other for Temple and Lakeway, to not exceed $5,000. So if he gives me a good estimate, I can just have him go ahead and do it, because they already told me why they're here and it's still wet. They would move right into those and do them while they're here if we approve them. So I'm looking for a total of $10,000, or not to exceed $10,000 for both, which I'm figuring it'll most probably be more like around $7,000 to get them both is what I'm figuring, or less, depending on how much he wants to keep the kids working. But the one on Beach Park has to be replaced. There's no water draining. We can't get through it with a jet truck. It's just holding water back. So
is that the one by Henry?
Yes.
Okay.
The one down from
Dolt.
Kennedy's and Dolt's. Okay. There.
What do you think?
Yeah, you think so too. Yeah, get it done because they're bad.
Yeah. All right. I move to approve up to $10,000 for the two crossings to have Burkhart replace them, not to exceed $10,000.
You better put down Beach Park and Lakeway.
Beach Park and Lakeway.
Charles Temple.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Mark Seller?
Yes.
Phil Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we did take care of some drainage problems last week. We had two of them that have been ongoing for several weeks. Park Colony, down by Terry Reeves' house. It goes from an open ditch to enclosed for about 300 feet, and that was not moving at all, had water backed up. And we also had one at Brown and Yondota, which was actually a county deal, but they were not moving on it, so we helped push it along. And the tile I told you about on Lakeway, we did get it open some enough to relieve the water out of it. So we had those three that we did with the county jet truck when we finally got it out here. So,
Kevin, what came out of the one on Brown? Just leaves or?
Full of leaves.
Full of leaves.
And you can see around the one basin where, like in the fall, they blew all their leaves into the ditch right around the catch basin. And that's what caused the problem.
And Terry's, I suppose, same thing down there too, huh?
No, actually, we got a 5-gallon bucket lid out of it,
yeah,
a bunch of beer cans, plastic bags and stuff. So I'm assuming that lid went in that 12-inch tile, turned up just enough, and the cans and stuff went against it and just shut it right off. So, Hey, cemetery, I was approached today by Kevin Wright. That's Don Wright's son that we buried Don here back during the winter. He's looking to possibly make a donation to the cemetery. He was talking about something about $200 or $250, so we may be getting a check from them as a donation towards the cemetery. He wanted to know if there was any equipment or anything that they could buy for us, and I told him really
not for that kind of money, no, but we were doing the expansion, so we may be receiving a check from them. Okay, I already covered, we put the cable. That's it, other than if you guys can keep your ears open, I'm looking for some possible part-time help through the summer, if you can come up with any names of anybody. We're looking for some part-time help for basically mowing and what have you, but yeah, if you guys can come up with any names where I can get a hold of people and talk to some people. And,
can I get the golf for free if I got that?
Sure.
Are you looking for over 18, over 21?
I would prefer 18.
Over 18? 18 or older,
because
okay.
If they're under 18, they need full-time supervision.
Yeah, it'd be 18.
So many breaks through the day that it isn't worth it unless we have to come in, wash the windows, or clean something in the hall, something like that. But if we could, something like that. So if anybody comes up with anything, or even the people in the room, if you got a name, let me know so I can talk to some of the individuals and go from there. And besides, if we hired Mike, we'd kill him, so he don't want to turn in an application. We'll turn in loose fuel and brush or something.
He'd make it union, though. He'd make it a union job for you, right?
There you go.
Unionize, yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't take long.
Yeah. Wouldn't take long.
A couple of Captain Morgans and Kevin will be convinced.
Yeah. That's all I have, unless you guys have something else for me.
No, you. I gave you back the thing from Terry.
Oh.
The garbage
not
thing.
That's all I have.
Yeah, see?
Thank you. Garbage. We got some changes coming up in garbage. Memorial Day pickup is going to be changed to May 30th for the whole town, or excuse me. Move to Friday, May 31st for the weekend. For that weekend only, they're going to pick up the whole township on that Friday. So there will be no Thursday pickup. I have not went out and looked.
That's May 30th?
Okay. May 31st is when they'll pick it up on Friday. She is supposed to have put it out on that talk of the township, and we've had it out on the sign. If it isn't on the website, I'd like to get that on the website if we could.
I did not see it out there, so yeah, if you.
Okay. I sent an email to her, and she didn't send me an electronic copy.
Oh, okay.
If we have electronic copies,
June 13th and 14th.
Yes, yeah.
Send it out to her to put it on.
So are you talking about?
I didn't get a response from an email that I sent her.
From, and who's her?
Terry
Stevens.
Stevens.
She owns one of the owners of the company.
Okay, all right. So once you get that confirmation, then who's going to send it off to?
I have it on paper. She wanted electronically, so it was easier to send through.
Or you can even take the paper and scan it.
And well, I got it off my Gmail, but it's got a bunch of different things.
Oh,
in it.
Okay.
But
she's got it in a document.
If it's in an email, yeah. it's electronic. It can be. Copy and paste it.
All she's got to do is send it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Route 2 customers are now picked up on Thursday and Friday. They're going to take all of the Friday customers on Route 2 and move them to Thursday. So that way they pick up everybody's garbage going down Route 2 on one day. They were looking to start, well, that'd be this week, the 16th, so we'll see how that goes. She was supposed to be flyering, that's how she's got it wrote, I said it wrong. Putting flyers on all the Friday cans for the last 2 weeks to let them know that their garbage will start being picked up on Thursday instead of Friday.
Well, that's a good idea, boy.
And
she's on the ball.
She was also supposed to post that out on the talk of the township, which I don't know if she does. I don't do that. So, and
I'm going to put it on the door.
That should be it other than on garbage other than, David, did you ever get the bulk item list from her?
Okay. Yeah, everybody's got it.
Yeah, we all got
okay.
it.
I.
You got it too.
No, I didn't bring it with me then.
Oh, I put it in everybody's mailbox or whatever. You did.
Is it okay if I scan that and send that off to Neon Goldfish, or is somebody already on
there? Make sure it's already on there from last year.
Well, it's different.
It's different.
The dates are different. It's
totally different.
I would ask.
Because there's been changes. Now everything has to be bagged.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I would take off last year's and just replace it with this one.
There will be no loose garbage piled at the road.
Right.
And we talked about it last year after Waste Management did it with the cardboard boxes and people just throwing stuff at the road. Really, it isn't fair to the garbage company to spend that much time there. That's just like us chipping brush in front of somebody's house for 3-4 hours at one resident. It ain't right to everybody else, so... Yeah, it should be bagged and neatly put to the road. They're not going to unload trailers like Waste Management wouldn't do. So I think the new rules would be good to get out there. And matter of fact, when we're done, I'll get a copy of it from one of you. I'll post it at Joe's, I'll post it at Jack's. And that way, it's there too, so everybody's got a heads up.
Okay.
Now that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Trustees reports. Mark, you in on the cemetery?
I've got some old business to hit, so no, nothing else to add to that.
All right. Hall rentals, we had two since the last meeting. Dave, you got anything on roads? Or is that coming up in
now? It'll come up in there.
All right. So we'll move on to old business. I have on here repairs to the hall.
I haven't heard anything from her either, so I had my wagon here for
a week or so. I saw it there, and then it was gone, and I'm like, well, the brick's not gone, so.
Well, Dick said it was in the way of his truck, so I had to move it.
Okay. Yeah, she canceled the one weekend and the rescheduled date.
Yeah.
Never called and canceled. I haven't heard another thing.
We'll leave it on here. So, Van Dyke and Marius, them are obviously completed. We covered them earlier, so that I'll remove that one now. You guys good with that?
Curious, Kevin, how's that look? The catch basin in there, is it going to take quite a bit of surface water?
Yeah, he set it low enough, and it's a 45-degree basin.
Oh, it is. So okay.
The property owner that's there, the way it's set, he set the basin low enough that it was to the bottom of the deepest spot that he was holding water. So if they want to surface drain something over, they can. Or if they want to add a tile, we can put it to the basin.
That's really going to help. The water was really running the day I was there.
Road transfer agreement, we're still kind of digging our heels in on that, right?
Yeah, Kevin and I are kind of working on that yet.
Okay, the MAR agreement, we got that taken care of.
Yes, that's been signed. Yep. Development can proceed. Right.
Okay.
I just need a copy of that agreement yet. Because I wasn't here that night, so I need a copy of it that I need.
Joel, do you have that? Okay, all right.
Yep.
So then, as a follow-up to that, now that the way is clear for development to proceed, Kevin and I are tentatively scheduled to meet with Denny Pritcher and Sarah Rowland on Monday, May 20th at the engineer's office.
Chief's not here, but Mike, you can pass this on. We're looking for follow-ups on run totals. We asked him in the beginning of the year to kind of update us monthly on run totals for the year. And
okay, that would be easy if I'd have known it, I could have it for you. Yeah. I have everything. I've changed the database, the spreadsheet that I provide, so he can very easily get those EMS runs, fire runs, anything.
Great,
perfect.
We've got them pulled off in a little different way. Did that while I was in Florida. So.
All right, number six, I had the cemetery agreement on there twice. I think that was the MAR agreement, correct. So I'll remove that one. Mark, the Dropbox.
Okay, so we purchased Dropbox Business, It has been installed for the fiscal officer. It's in the process of being installed for zoning inspector and then the cemetery. You haven't started that yet, Kevin, right? Okay. Yeah, just holler if you need any help. We'll install it for that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. But I had a chance to sit in when Joel installed it for fiscal, and I think it's really slick. It really wasn't bad. Yeah.
Okay. It hasn't deleted all the files on the computer. So that's good. Yeah.
So what's kind of neat is he'll use it on, it's on the local directory. And anytime anything is changed, it will automatically sync to the cloud. So every time he adds something, changes something, it'll automatically sync through the internet, and he will always have an exact duplicate in the cloud. That's nice. If anything happens to any files here.
So for the cemetery, your external hard drive is still the primary, and then the cloud is the backup.
Okay, and I will not have a problem using that if I'm unplugging it from the computer, because I've made it a standalone, nothing to corrupt anything, it's just cemetery data in it. So okay. When I get on it to use it, then I just gotta hook the communication cable back up to it. It'll update, and then when we're done,
the internet, some of the internet,
it's disconnect.
Okay, so
I don't want it so anybody can get on it, use it for anything other than just the cemetery for cemetery data.
So let me make sure I understand. So you're not talking about an external hard drive that gets plugged in and unplugged from the computer.
No.
The hard drive is always connected to the computer. Okay.
The internet is not.
That's okay. It'll show you if it's updating, and if you disconnect the internet, it will obviously pause until you reconnect to finish the update. Yep. Okay.
What it doesn't like is if you unplug the external hard drive and plug it back in, it doesn't. That's the issue that they say.
Yeah, the risk is that it may corrupt files if you do that. So.
All right. Good to that, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Curtis Sewers, sewer project. Any update? We did, I think, the last meeting, we figured out we had paid that.
Yep.
Our portion of it. So.
You guys received those binders.
Yep.
In the mail
this
week.
Yep. Okay. The Jerusalem Elementary path, Mike touched on that. An unlimited garbage pickup, June 13th and 14th, and Kevin's going to post that stuff. I don't see anything else for old business. Moving on to new business. Joel, the ballot resolution for the road and bridge and fires.
No, that's yours.
Oh, the two sets?
Okay.
Give that to him. So we postponed approving the fire levy for this year's November election a year early due to wanting to explore some options, right? So we have some options. The one option is renewing the 5 mil levy, putting on the ballot a year early, you know, hoping it passes and ready to go a year in advance, and no problem there. The other option is renewing the levy at the 5 mils and asking for additional mils. At whatever you decide to increase that or to have those additional mils. So what you have in front of you is the resolutions to go to the county auditor for certification to verify the funds for these proposals. So the difference being, one, this is 5 mils. The reason why we would put it, ask for the renewal with the justification of the Ohio Revised Code. The other with the highlighted green is saying, yep, renewing 5 mils and asking for new mils. And then, of course, the warning is if we ask for new money, we lose a 2.5% and 10% rollback monies. So 12.5% of rollback monies would be lost and never able to get back. If we renew the 5 mils, we get the rollbacks. If we renew the 5 mils and ask for additional, the new millage, additional doesn't get the rollbacks, but the 5 does. Because you're renewing the 5 and asking for a little more. Okay. So there's really this. You have 3 options with the 1. Renew money would not be one that I would say you want to consider.
So we're just going to do we want to go with the renewal of the 5 mil.
And now whether we do the renewal and keep the rollbacks and no new money, or whether we do the renewal, keep the rollbacks, and ask for additional new money.
Yep.
Where are we at with the fire department and the adequacy of our current funding?
Well, everything's going up, obviously. Tony and I talked briefly on this because we only met for an hour or so before he left, and I requested him to see if we could get the numbers on those different options through the auditor. You know, what will we actually get? What will we benefit by adding the money? You know, we need to know what we're doing. And I also talked to him, I don't know, are you talking purchases? Because if it's equipment purchases, we might want to go with the bond levy instead of the new money levy for operating. So there's different options that, and I think when he comes back tomorrow, we'll get a little bit further on that.
Okay.
But obviously, everything goes up a little bit on there. And operations, requirement, salaries, calls are increasing every year. The number of calls this year, we had a pretty big beginning of the year with standby at the station, having firemen stay here because of the snowstorms and that. But that fluctuates. But those are the things that he's looking at. And purchases of equipment that we need, you know, small equipment. Everything gets old, you know, as you can see our trucks, we're gonna be looking at trucks in the near future. I'm not positive on what he's done for budgeting and what he plans on doing. I know he was talking about a truck this year, I think he's put that off. But those are some things I think he's gonna talk with his officers in the near future. But he wanted to look at what our benefits are, you know, how much are we gonna make?
Okay. So the first step is that you'd like to know what would the revenues be,
right,
with the 5 mil renewal and the rollbacks continuing.
Well, they would be the same as they are. They stay standard.
Right.
Minus people not paying their taxes. So that'd be the only difference.
You can easily deduct. You can easily determine what that is by what you're getting now.
They would be new dollars that were based on what the new appraisals are of property,
right,
as opposed to what it was when we started our 11 years ago.
Because
that stays stationary.
It does.
I'm pretty sure it does. At least it does in the school district. So I'm pretty sure it does here.
You're not going to see a huge increase if you kept 5 mils of what you're getting now. Because, you know, we're not, you know, adding much more value, and we're not certainly, you know, you understand what is this, that could be significant, but.
Okay.
And I can ask the county to, at the current valuation, like right now.
Right.
Actually, I have that list, to be honest with you, like from them. They just send it to us every year. So I can actually grab that at some point and have you guys look at it. It's definitely a good option, I think, to ask for some additional mills and try a year early like we are doing, see what the community would bite at. This would be your opportunity to do that if you're going a year early, if you wanted to consider that route, right?
All right. So I think it's back to the fire chief. Mm-hmm. First question is, do you have the information that you need, or do you need something more from Joel to be able to assess?
Well, it's a double-edged sword because we need to know how much more we feel we need, and then we need to know
if
1 mil or a half a mil,
right,
or, you know, is going to fill that need.
Right.
And is it equipment purchase?
Okay.
If it's a large equipment purchase, then that's another avenue you could go with a bond levy.
So if the fire department can determine their needs, Joel can tell you funds are now, or you can look at your budget, and then come back and say, okay, is that sufficient, or do you need an increase, and if so, how much is the increase? And Joel can then work with the auditor to find out, okay, what would that be, millage,
right,
to achieve that increase.
Right.
And then if you did decide you want to go after an increase, then you'd also want to, we would want you to help craft the message as to why are we asking our constituents to fund an increase, how's it going to benefit them?
You've got to tell them, you know. Yeah. I mean, people have to know exactly what you're spending the money for. Yeah. You can't ask for it. I mean, I've been lucky. I've been involved in it quite a bit with the school district, so I know if you've got to be able to sell it. And that's why I suggested to him, if we're looking for a truck, bond levies are nice because people like to see the bricks and mortar. Yeah. If they can see it and touch it and hold it, they're willing to support you. If it's kind of gray in the background of what you're spending your money on, they're not real happy to increase their taxes. And you can't blame them.
Right.
You gotta be able to give them a reason for what you're doing. If you can sell them and give them a picture of what it is, they're happy.
Yes. Agreed. Okay. Kevin, question?
When did we start talking about new millage? Because the last meeting when we talked about it, it was just the same levy, but running it at the new millage. Instead of the old evaluation, you run it at the new.
The problem with that is, if you do that, Kevin, and you lose everything.
12.5.
You lose the rollbacks, but that was what I asked, how much more money, is there a benefit of doing it? If not, we just run the old
levy. Well, if you're dropping it and turning it as new money, and it's not a renewal, and they won't know, you lose everything. It's not just losing your rollbacks.
Yeah.
They vote no, you have no money coming in, then the next year, so you've got to make a choice.
If they vote no on the old one.
If they vote no on a renewal, which isn't historically, renewals for fire and police usually do not get knocked down, even renewals for school districts. But if you're going to take that down and try and go on new millage, I think you're cutting your throat, because there is a chance they're going to say, well, you're just charging more and you're not telling us why. And that's a hard sell. And if they vote no, we no longer have any tax millage available, and we got to fight for the next levy to do that.
Well, so I think the this is a year early. I think the plan was that if the fire department determines that they need more than the 5 mils, then we would go for a renewal on the 5 mils. And I'm going to make a number up here. But let's say that we say, and one additional mil of new money. So the 5 would be the renewal, the what do you call it, the pass-through, the rollbacks?
Rollbacks.
The rollbacks would stay.
At 5 mils.
At 5 mils, and then the 1 mil of new money, again, that's a made-up number, that would be additional. And if that got voted down in November of this year, then we still would have the option, okay, next year do we come back and say, all right, forget any new monies. We're just going to ask for the 5 mil.
Well, don't call it new monies. Renewal with an increase.
I'm sorry. We wouldn't. Yeah. If we said, let's not ask for the increase. Right. Or we say, well, we really need the increase, and we have to do a better job of informing the public as to really why this additional 1 mil increase, again, a made-up number, is necessary. So I think where we first start is, okay, what does the fire department need?
Exactly right.
Give me a perspective on those rollbacks. It's about $38,000
of the rollback that would be at risk. Okay, yeah. I don't think we want to risk that.
So if you were to do new money, this is my thought, if you do with new money and lose that rollback, you're, whatever you gain in new money, you might lose in rollback. I you know.
But you don't know that number. That was what I asked last meeting. If you had that number, does it justify losing the rollbacks to get new money, which you're technically not increasing their taxes because you just moved to the new evaluation versus 10-year ago evaluation or 15, whenever it was new money. Mm-hmm. So your property might have been worth $30,000, say, 15 years ago, but as the houses got built around you, now your property's worth $100,000. Mm-hmm. Well, it makes quite a difference when that comes in as millage.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that.
Well, come over to my neighborhood. But that's what I was asking about the last meeting. Since you're going a year early, the following year you can go back and ask for that same money to be renewed or whatever, since you're a year early.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you'll get them numbers, Joel, for the chief?
So let me make sure I understand. I'm going to find out what 5 mils would be in new money.
At the current evaluation.
new money.
And that gets compared against the 5 mils of old money plus the rollbacks, right? Because there'd be no rollbacks on the new monies. Okay.
Okay. And then I can look up rollbacks because I can look historically and say,
okay,
it was this much this year. Because you don't know what it is until the state gives the county the check and then they take their cut and give it to us. But I can look at the last couple years and see what that amount is. Because the trend is that you're getting less rollback. And then, of course, rollbacks. And then easily you can figure out the millage calculation at 5 or 1 or 2 or whatever you want to do based on new or old. Okay. Just take that number and here you go, do the math.
All right, so this will be tabled for next meeting on the 28th, right?
All right. Moving on, water issues. So I kind of grouped them all together because we were starting to add quite a few lines. I got the Brown Road and the Rachel and East on there, Dave, from the old business. I just kind of grouped them all together there.
Well, he told me Brown Road that I could hire, I got to get Burkhardt over there. We could hire Burkhardt to clean the ditch out there by Stevie Turno's at the end of Turno.
Yeah.
So that's Mike Panuski said that. And then we were talking also, long as we're there, let's see. Oh, that's down there farther. I actually called on Elston Road too and to the state, and the state said they're not going to do anything around here until the middle of June. They're doing everything on the eastern end of the county because all of the people coming in there.
Yeah.
You'd never see them. Till at least the middle of June, he said.
I called Steve again on Friday because I was looking at that where it's cut out in that bank and the berm stone's starting to come down. So it's just a matter of a couple good northeasters, I think, again, and it's gonna, we've called them. That's what I look at and talk to them on that.
Yeah, we tried.
Yep, and I think Rachel and East. I think the last time we talked, that was actually draining, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's still looking at it. I talked to him just last night, and I guess they're working on it, put it that way. Okay. That's what he told me, basically.
All right. And then the LaCourse. I've got some pictures here for you, gentlemen. Joe Kiss was working on this back before he passed away. And this is Miss LaCourse. She lives right next to the Bono Bar there, the house right next to it. This is Harold Herman's old barn. And they're having a severe water issue, and we've looked at this, and I went over there, and believe it or not, that second page there, that water is over my knee boots deep. Mm. And what this does is this runs all the way east to behind the old dump there, Jeff Toll's place. So I end up getting Brian Miller out here from the county, and we looked at it. And the way it's designed is, Harold Herman used to pump that ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And that ditch runs between Route 2 and Veeler. The east side of the ditch is diked. The west side facing Bono, the back of Bono, is flat. So what happened was that water was naturally drained to that pump ditch. Well, nobody's pumped it. The pumps are gone. Lynn and I looked it up on Aries. It looked like it belonged to like 3 different people. I went and had breakfast with John Grottle on Friday. John says he owns the ditch. And amongst talking with Brian Miller, there's a 12-inch pipe that goes through the dike into the creek, but there's no flat brigade on it. And Brian said, if you guys could find that, when the water goes down, he goes, we could use stormwater money, put the flat brigade on there and prevent that. And he goes, you guys could even go down and pump that for an immediate relief, but then somebody's going to have to be responsible for pumping it. So I talked to John. John said, listen, I don't care what you guys do down there as long as you don't destroy anything. You know, he didn't want us cutting in the dike. I get it. So if we find the pipe that goes through there that he put in, we could cap it off or get a flapper gate on it right away. We could pump the ditch down, give all these people some immediate relief,
and then move on from there. So
they're going to have to put their own pumps in to pump it. They're going to have to work together.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too, because when we were, Lynn and I looked it up, but now John's saying he owns the ditch.
Yeah, but it's their water. They're going to have to pump it over. I mean, they always did.
Yeah. It goes to Bono Church, whoever owns Harold's Place.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy is. It was in Genoa, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a title company or something. Yeah, in Genoa. So, I mean, I feel for these people. This water is all the way up in their yard, in their backyard, in their garage, and, you know, this little lady. So that's kind of where we stand with this one. We're waiting for some, I told Kevin, if we get a good southwest wind and the water goes down, he's by there, see if he can at least locate it. If he can see it, we can put a marker on it and maybe get a measurement. But that was Brian's suggestion, because right now, because he can't pump it. All you're doing is be pumping in a circle, which I get that. So we'll keep an eye on this with the weather so we can see it.
It's like everything, the water's got to go down.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay.
So, sorry, let me make sure I understand. So the wind shifts, the water goes down, you get in there and install a flapper gate, but the neighbors are going to have to work together
to come up with a pump,
and somebody's going to have responsibility for that pump, right, and the power and all that.
And that's what Brian said, was Harold always took care of it. Harold Herman, the old farmer that lived there for years.
Well, it drained all his, that was all his.
Yeah. Now, Brian said it's a petition ditch, so they could do all the work and just assess the property owner.
Does that all the work include purchasing and installing a pump?
Well, we didn't get that far into it. He just told me it's a petition ditch.
No, they'll clean it, but they don't buy the pumps.
Okay, yeah. So the neighbors are still going to have to work together. Do they understand, or does somebody have to go in and explain this?
Well, right now, that's what we were talking about, because I thought originally that the person that had Harold's Place here owned all that. That was my first. I thought the whole farm went together. Well, it got broke off into pieces. So, yeah, we're going to have to explain it to them. Right now, I'm just trying to get an immediate solution to get some water off their yard so they can have a yard still. So that's why we got Brian out and talked to him.
Okay.
And he was very helpful with it. So I was actually surprised they got him out here. He said he's been avoiding the township like the plague with the high water. So
all right,
he was happy.
So we'll hear more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pray for a southwest wind.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, you get a wind, you have to figure out the size of the tile, then you got to get everything. It's not going to happen right away.
Yeah, you might get a southwest wind and get the tile found and then measure it.
How big is it? Anybody know?
John said he thought it was a 12-inch.
Could maybe get a big inner tube quick, you know, and put an inner tube on it quick.
That's what I was thinking, too.
That'd be the quickest way, because by the time you buy an end cap and figure out what kind of pipe is it, galvanized?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. He didn't remember either, so. Okay.
Before we leave the water issue, anything else on that item?
Not on that one, no.
Okay. Well, let me bring one new water issue up. Kuzno and Cedar Point Road, and Dave's familiar with this because he was out there. There's a floodgate. And I took a couple of calls from Tracy Bolander about the water. And I think you were out there to try to close that floodgate.
Yeah, I got a call from her too. Yeah,
okay. Well, I heard back from her today, and her husband, Larry Bolander, is willing to take responsibility for cranking that up and down.
Was that the one at the end of Cooter?
On the rescue call.
No, not her dad, her husband.
I know.
Okay, all right.
Because, trust me, cranking on that gate.
Well, she understood it because her father had been responsible for that for years.
I think it's great, Kevin. I we can give him the crank today.
like I said, we go down there and crank. If it's all the way open and you want to close it,
we're
going to be there about an hour. And that's two people cranking it.
So yeah, it's a lot of work.
Stop spinning.
Yeah.
But when you're cranking that, you can physically watch it. About every 20 cranks, it'll move a 16th. That Acme
thread
moves so slow going down through that reduction gear. But when it's closed, it seals.
Kevin, are they Are they gonna put a different Acme on, you know, screw on there?
I told everybody about it, nobody's done anything, so.
Well, do we at least proceed with the hand crank and then explore automating, well, but powering that at some point? Oh, no, we don't.
That's what I said.
We want an extra one.
We have to get an extra one, that's what I said too. Yeah, so we have one.
Maybe we could even put a spin wheel on there, they could do that even, I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever you think, anyway, so, they're waiting. I told them I'd get back to them after we talk through this and figure it out where we get another crank or whatever.
I'd be more than happy to get rid of a county headache, because that's technically their problem, but they're never coming out to do anything.
We just did it because we were here more accessible, quicker, and, but if they wanna do it, because.
Well, she said that it, years ago, her father would always take care of it, and because he could see what was happening, he could respond a whole lot faster than
anybody.
We could, or than the county could, so her husband's willing to take that on.
It's a real mess now, because, you know, it can change in hours.
Yeah.
A couple hours, the window shifts, so it's really good if somebody is there, it's definitely, yeah.
Okay, all right, so yeah, please let me know if you are able to run down an additional crank, because yeah, we want to keep one here.
Yeah.
One made up for him.
They probably got one, I'd imagine, wouldn't they? They got to have two.
Are you kidding?
No?
That's our crank. That one actually used to be...
Oh, the one for
the
semen?
Then they cut it off and they put that 3/4-inch drive lug on there.
Okay. Is that on your water issue?
That's it, yes. Okay. Thank you.
Number three, we talked about, Kevin covered that one. That's a crossover there. Speed study. So, talk to Ron Myers with Lucas County. We were touching base about the speed humps versus, you know, portable or permanent, removable in the winter. And he said what they have to do before they would recommend speed humps. They would, first of all, he said their recommendation is definitely the removable ones in the winter for the plows. But he said to... Before they would even recommend it, they'd have to do a speed study. And I asked him, okay, does this cost us anything? He says, no, it costs the township nothing. They do it for 48 hours, and then they compile the data, the amount of traffic, the average speed, and then they will bring back a report to us. So I told him there were two places that we were looking at. One was on La Fountain, somewhere in La Fountain. I didn't care where.
Right.
Somewhere in that section. And then the other one would be between, on Corduroy, now that it's ours, between Rialto, is that the road the park's on, Rialto? And East. Because that's where they're really ramping up coming out of Reno. I mean, they're flying out of there. So he said that they could, all he needs from us is a letter from the board saying that we want them to proceed with a speed study.
And already started it. The kid was nailing down the stuff on Corduroy today.
Was he? Well, that ain't, this one actually is a, this is actually the sign, the radar thing. Because that's what Gary called me today. Dolt said, hey, I think they're putting that in. And I said, no, I think that's just a traffic thing.
Yeah, they're doing the traffic.
But they'll actually have the speed, so and it calculates.
Lines that will drive over, or is it all?
I think it's the actual radar. Sign, the radar.
Oh, okay.
And
radar.
It'll just keep calculating.
Speed of cars going by.
If it's 25, then they'll, and it goes 50, they'll register that, so.
Put Rachel Road on there, that's a 100-mile-an-hour one.
Rachel? Okay.
All the way.
That's
the
trouble, we'll have to do all of Reno.
Right.
That's the trouble with this.
Well, we can look at it as, let's get started with a couple of these.
Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot more than a couple when you're done.
But
Corduroy Road, the speed is marked wrong on that road. That should actually be 35 instead of 25.
Oh, okay.
Where they're already speeding.
Mm-hmm.
That Ron Myers called me the other day and was telling me that he didn't get it changed before they transferred the road. So don't be surprised if we start getting phone calls and somebody changed the speed limit on it.
So, and I'm sure that's part of the traffic study to recount the cars on that speed, so.
Okay, so, so you need a, you need a resolution from the trustees and then a letter?
I don't think it needs to be a resolution, it just needs to be a letter on the township head that we agree to, you know, we would like the county to proceed with a speed study.
Okay.
So.
All right, any objections to that?
On those two sections, I mean.
I don't think it's gonna hurt, I don't like speed bumps because everybody else is gonna do it, but the study is good, I have nothing wrong with the study.
I mean, if they, if the study comes back and they say, no, we don't, then we have a leg to go back to the residents and say, it isn't happening, like you say it's happening, or it's, you know, it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is, I mean, I wanna have a leg to stand on, I guess is where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I know there are, there are constituents that ask me on a regular basis, how are we coming with that?
If we're gonna do that, do I need to waste the money on the spray patching on all the dips we already have that work as an inverted speed bump on your road? And like Bunning and four or five others, because typically that's what they are. And they were created by nature, do we wanna fill those in so they're flat or let them bump across them? Get back to me next meeting if you would.
The other thing too, I had him on the phone was, because Linda and I had been back and forth a little bit on truck routes and the, and stuff. And I go, Ron, I go, I know I've seen this somewhere that North Curtis was a truck route, and I go, but I can't find it again. He said, and this is from Ron. He said, what shocked me, all county and township roads are truck routes. Unless there's an obstacle. And he said that would be like a bridge. If a bridge is not rated for a certain weight, then they can ban it. But he said all township and county roads are designed for trucks. And I was shocked at that.
I can't agree with that.
I just tell you what he said.
And that's that the, they'll handle the weight.
Right. He said they can't, they'll handle the weight, and he goes, we cannot stop commerce. And that was, that shocked me when it comes to township roads. I'm like, really?
Yeah, but Oregon, they were picking ladies up there left and right when they had that big grain trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I disagree with
that. Yeah, I just telling you what he said.
Over 80,000, they can.
Yeah.
Because they can't, they're not supposed to be, that's the...
That's right.
Is that the frost?
Trucks are too wide for the road to be driven.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 80,000 was the... That's when you get into the big permits.
You can't call these side roads... truck routes.
Yeah.
No way in hell.
So that's what Ron said. I just, it kind of took me because we were talking about it.
Yeah, because I couldn't find the opposite.
And I had it right there one day at work on my computer and it showed it in red. And I could never go back. I've been trying. My dad's been trying. I can't find it. But
well, and Kevin remembers seeing the truck route signs, but then
there
he
used
went
to
look for them.
There used to be truck route signs on North Curtis Road, right down Wild Acre. It was all marked.
It showed you. You put in like Wind Road, the quarry, and it took you right there. I mean, it was amazing how it went right through there. So, but that shocked me. So, okay, number five, Temple and Galbraith. Kim Dolt called me and said that there's a, she goes, I'm surprised Kevin hasn't noticed it, but there's a stop sign missing. I don't know if there used to be two and there's only one now. Yeah.
That's a road of 100 signs. That's very possible.
All right, we'll take a look at it. Yeah. She just said that it's... She goes, I'm surprised Kevin didn't see it, but... Okay, number six, invoice for Wheeler Road. I think that was you, Dave, right?
Yeah, we sent it in about 2 weeks ago for that $18,000, and I'll have to call. That's what I was looking here and talking to. So we'll have to call up on that tomorrow.
All right. I'll move that up to old business for the next meeting there. Seaman and Teach Out, how'd the gate handle with this weather?
We're actually, we've been talking different scenarios there, and I think we're going to put a mound there, something like, you know, on Howard Road there on Route 2. And the engineer is kind of receptive to that. We have to do something there because we have people putting stones there off and on, and they're not telling Kevin or I or the county that they're doing it, so it's a safety factor. And so he kind of thought maybe a dam there would help out. So that might happen yet. We have some other scenarios, but there's no way in hell you're going to do the other ones because there's too high of water. So
what are they saying? A mound, like whereabouts? Like
big hump right on Teachout, you know, to stop the water from coming over.
At Teachout, same at the intersection. It'll be a taper up more or less than taper back into Teachout.
Yeah.
That's the other day when I was talking to the engineer. I brought that up to him too, but of course then it's got to go to engineering, so you're looking 5 feet down the road, then they say, it ain't going to work.
Yeah, he was going to give to Sarah right away, he said.
Okay. I put Marcy Captor and Mike Sheehy there together. The same one, I don't know.
I called Marcy, I says, is there any way you can come up with any way of getting rid of some water? And I just talked to Ron Koleski with CORE, and they really don't know how they can be helpful beyond the press release that they had in the paper Monday. And she gave me an emergency contact for somebody else. And so at least I called. I know even the engineer last night when I talked to him, he said that there's no way that they can let all this water out. I can't believe that. I would think there was some way they could let some of the water out, because we're supposed to gain another 9 to 10 inches here when Superior and that all comes down yet. So if that happens, we're in big trouble. So I did call Marcy about that. And then I talked to Mike Sheehy. And as Kevin drives back there, the front half of is the state property, and then the back half where we are pumping is actually federal. And the state's emptying their water into this ditch, and we're pumping it. And we've actually went backwards because they're dumping their marsh into this ditch. And they've always told me that they don't do that. So I've called, I think it's Robert Ford down in Finley, and he never talked to me. He never talks to me, so I end up with a guy that runs the marsh here for the state. And so I've got kind of disgusted with him because he just says, we don't have any money or we can't do it, you know. So I called up our state rep, and I asked him to bounce them guys down there. They could give us some money for the fuel, too, to help us, because that's a lot of water, isn't it, Kevin? Yeah. Kevin was caught up, and when they opened it, it actually pushed the water back into Cedar Point Road and rose the water on Cedar Point Road. There was that much water coming in.
Yeah.
The water come back up on Cedar Point Road over a weekend.
Yeah. So Mike was going to, I didn't talk to him, I talked to a fellow that works for him. They were going to try and get with Robert Ford, and so we could get some money out of them too.
Perfect.
That's why Mike's name's there.
Okay. Number 9, the Conservancy.
We had a meeting with the Conservancy last night, and the engineer was there too, and we were talking. George Coker was there. He lives back of the ice cream store. DG's there, and we were talking about maybe, petitioning the ditch there, Cooley all the way to it. It changes names, I know, but, you know, all the way to Route 2, petition it, and actually go into Ottawa County and get some money from them to help clean this and petition it all. So I think George is going to work on that real hard with Mike Panuski, and so we get that cleaned. And as they clean it, of course, they can build the dikes up then. And we'll see what happens. We were trying to get the Conservancy to pick up this area. They really don't want to, I don't think, but they can see where they should, because it's going to help get the dikes put up, and it's not going to be just to the landowners. It'll be everybody that watersheds into that. That creek is going to have to pay for it all the way to Ottawa County or wherever it starts. So I think we're going to try and get that petitioned. And we're talking about petitioning the Wilhelm Ditch also the one where we're pumping that goes next to Grottle's house there on DeCant and Cedar Point. So we get that clean to get that to drain Cedar Point better. That's it.
Number 10, website updates.
Yes, thank you. The web designers have made some changes to the website. So there's a menu bar across the top on the home page. And the first item is home. The second item is now township updates. And if you click on that, then it takes you to, right now there's like two pages of different items. They're in the process of cleaning off the old expired ones and reducing a number, so it'll just be the current ones. But we'll be able to post various announcements, and as well as we can put a blog type updates out there as well. And the Water Quality Council meeting from April, they've got a little write up that they're going to add that I sent them. So. And then the bulky item pickup, we'll be able to put that out there as well. So anyway, that's just to let you know that they're making some changes on the website.
All right. Number 11, we covered with the barn assessment.
Yeah,
the chief.
Before we get to the public participation, I want to... I move that we go into executive session to discuss. It's for item number one. It's to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, unless the public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual requests a public hearing. Except as otherwise provided by law, no public body shall hold an executive session for the discipline of elected official for conduct related to the performance of the elected official's official duties or the elected official's removal from office. I recommend that we go into executive session for that item.
Just us, or?
Oh, yeah. It would be the trustees, and we want to ask the zoning inspector to advise us.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Paul Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Joel, do you need the light? 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 Joel, do you need the light?
Okay, recorder's on, recorder's on.
Okay, I move to leave executive session and return to the regularly scheduled business meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes, and no decisions were made.
Oh.
Yes, good call, Dave.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Any participation from the audience? Shut your mouth. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second
roll
that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Phil Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.